And now on with our show today. An affordable housing project in Lower Price Hill appears to be moving forward. The social service agency Community Matters has been working on the project called Lower Price Hill Thrives for the past 6 years. The plan is to renovate 10 historic buildings, creating 47 affordable apartment units, and to construct a new building. But the project had faced a hurdle with the city of Cincinnati. LPH Thrives already secured $10 million in state funding and $1 million raised by Community Matters and Over the Rhine Community Housing. The groups had hoped the city would grant a final $1 million in federal grant money, but city administrators turned down that plan. City Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld made it his mission to find the additional funding and announced last week that the project will be funded. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss Lower Price Hill Thrives is Community Matters Executive Director Mary Delaney. Mary, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
We also have with us Over the Rhine Community Housing Project Manager Ben Eilerman. Hi, Ben.
Michael.
And we have Cincinnati City Council Member P.G. Sittenfeld. P.G., welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Michael. Thanks.
Councilman, before we jump into this, I want to get some reaction from you to what we just heard from Jay's reporting at the county level. At the city level, is there also increased concern about the data we're seeing as it relates to COVID-19?
Yeah, there's enormous increased concern. And I think what I would sort of say to all of your listeners is this has not been fun for anybody. I know that there is a weariness and a dreariness, and there's sort of an attitude of, you know, like, aren't we through this already? And while, you know, we're all following the same sort of news and the same information, I think we are getting close to that vaccine, which once approved, you know, I think that the pieces are there to have it be, you know, broadly disseminated so that folks can immunize themselves. But we're not there yet. And I know people are frankly all tired of hearing it, but those simple acts of wearing your mask, I mean, really be diligent wearing your mask, practice social distancing, washing your hands. No one's saying you have to put, well, obviously, if we go to purple, the governor might say otherwise. But right now, no one's saying put your entire life on hold. They're just saying the way you do things, do it a little bit differently. Do it mask, do it with a mask, do it with distance. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that this will be a topic of conversation here when we have our full council meeting at 2 p.m. today. The city's obviously, implemented various emergency measures at certain points along the way, sometimes going above and beyond what the governor's decided to do. But this is not the place we want to be in, especially as we get ready to head into winter. And our public school students have just recently gone back to school. So, yeah, I mean, the level of alarm is severe. And I think we all, as community members and people that want to, you know, protect the vulnerable populations within our community, need to take this incredibly, incredibly seriously.
Thank you for that, Councilman. I know that's not what we brought you on to talk about today, but with the developing story just before we went on air, we did want to address it to make sure our listeners understood what folks were talking about. But let's talk about this housing development in Lower Price Hill. And I want to bring Mary Delaney, the Executive Director of Community Matters, into the program, because I think it's important that we start with just a general overview of what LPH Thrives is, Lower Price Hill Thrives. Would you mind, Mary, telling us?
Yes. So Lower Price Hill Thrives started about 5 years ago from ideas and discussions with residents in Lower Price Hill, talking about, you know, what is the next big hurdle for our neighborhood. More recently, our local school, Euler School, had made tons of progress and had really began turning around a lot of its outcomes. And so we were seeing, what is the next big hurdle for our neighborhood? And overwhelmingly, the answer was housing. About 35% of our buildings in our neighborhood are vacant, and that accounts for about 50% of the units in our community. And so as a neighborhood, we knew that we could never truly thrive if those numbers stayed the same and our families didn't have decent places to live. And so that's really where the idea and the vision for this project was born.
So we're talking about 10 buildings, and they're referred to in some news reports as 10 historic buildings. But these were empty buildings, Mary?
Yes, many of which have been vacant for about 15 to 20 years.
What were their previous uses?
They're all multifamily buildings, so they were previously apartments. But just because of the high cost of maintenance and renovation, so many had fell into disrepair.
And so we're talking about a significant investment here. I mean, I'm just adding up the amount of money that we noted in our introduction to this segment is about $12 million. Is that the extent of the project, or is there even more money on top of that as it relates to cost?
That's pretty much the extent of the project. It ends up around $12.5 million. And the reason it's so expensive, there's kind of a multiple levels to that. But the main one is that we are talking about 10 historic old buildings. So that's 10 new roofs, 10 new heating and cooling systems. And they are historic, so it's just really expensive to save and renovate these buildings.
Let's bring in Ben Eilerman. He is the project manager at Over the Rhine Community Housing. Ben, what is the Over the Rhine Community Housing organization's relationship to this effort in Lower Price Hill?
Well, Over the Rhine Community Housing was invited in by Mary and Community Matters and the community at large. And we were invited in to bring our over 40 years of experience developing and managing resident-centered affordable housing to neighborhoods. So it's something that we've done here in Over the Rhine, developing over 600 units and currently owning and managing nearly 500 units. And so I won't speak for Mary directly, but I believe that it was our real focus on community and not just housing that that attracted kind of our two groups with similar visions together.
You also have, I guess, similar building stock. Cincinnati's an old city, and these are some of the older neighborhoods within the city. What can you tell us that this project might face based on your experience in helping renovate old buildings?
Certainly. Yes, the building stock in Lower Price Hill and Over the Rhine is very similar. There are these beautiful old Italianate buildings, but many of them have sat in disrepair for many, many years. And so we anticipate going in and making them as beautiful as they were when they were built in the late 1800s. So that's going to involve new roofs, replacing floor joist as required, tuck pointing brick, putting in new windows, but then also kind of moving beyond just where they were old buildings, but really looking and I to make them energy efficient. And specifically looking to make them comfortable spaces for families to live.
That's Ben Eilerman, project manager at Over the Rhine Community Housing. You heard previously from Mary Delaney of Community Matters. She's the executive director there. We're also joined by Cincinnati City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld. All of our guests are joining us via Zoom today. And Councilman, this project in Lower Price Hill had run into a bit of a roadblock at City Hall. Can you explain what the situation was?
Yeah, sure. I mean, with kudos to Mary and to Ben and to both of their respective organizations, they had secured $10 million in very competitive state plan and very competitive state funds, spent years planning, recognizing, as Mary said, that sort of it was a holistic approach to lifting up the entire community and bringing, a safe, quality, affordable roof over the head of nearly 50 Cincinnati families. That's a big deal. Right. And especially a big deal for this particular neighborhood, one I know very well personally. So it had all the hallmarks of a project that City Hall would have celebrated and said, you all have done all the front end heavy lifting, like let us chip in to get this across the finish line. But I'm not saying anything here that he hasn't said publicly. The mayor was not a particular fan of this project, and he had his own reasons for that. I strongly disagreed with that. So to me, letting a ready-to-go affordable housing project just fall by the wayside that already had all of these other pieces in line, I just didn't think that was good policy. I didn't think it was the right thing to do. So we were able to work with the city administration, our great economic development director, Markia Carter, the city solicitor, and identify an eligible $1 million in federal home funds to get this across the finish line. And again, I really give the community enormous credit. Sometimes a project, this was not a contentious project, but in other examples, we'll see one where a neighborhood is kind of split along two different lines and at odds with itself. In this case, the residents, the community council, neighboring businesses, nonprofits, the schools, were all singing with, sort of speaking out with one voice in unison saying, help us bring safe, quality, affordable housing to the people of Lower Price Hill. So to me, I'm glad we got the result we did in the end, but this was I told Mary this. She was like, "Oh my God, thank you for like going to bat for us." I was like, "Don't thank me. This is the easiest thing I've ever done. Not the hardest. This is a no-brainer."
Councilman, we've done many segments over the past year or so on this program about affordable housing in Hamilton County and Cincinnati and the lack thereof. And we've heard some estimates that put it into the thousands of units that are necessary. This is 47 units. I mean, how much work does the region have to do to address this more wholly?
Yeah, an enormous amount of work. So a couple comments to that. I mean, we need to capitalize a fund in a serious way. Like I'm talking nine figures capitalization if we're going to meet the real and the urgent need of having safe, quality, affordable housing for all members of our community that want to call Cincinnati and Hamilton County home. And it's very important to me because, you know, if I, as an elected leader for the city, say, I want everyone to feel like this city has their back, that it's home for them, that this is a place where they want to stay and raise their family, that it's hard to say that if people are saying, well, that's fine, but I can't afford to have a good roof over my head. So the need is real. And I think a lot, maybe for another segment, Michael, or another day, we can talk about some of like the really big initiatives that people are doing to try and meet that need. What I would say is, given how real the need is, when you have a project that is ready to go, you embrace it and you help it get across the finish line rather than letting, like I said, rather than letting it fall by the wayside. So this one, I mean, everything was lined up. The city just had to come in at the end. That's why a lot of us were surprised when it seemed like that wasn't going to happen, but ended up making sure that it did.
Councilman, I know you've got to get ready for a council meeting, so we're going to let you go here momentarily and then get back to our other guests. But before we do let you run, I want to note some reporting from Sharon Coolidge at the Cincinnati Inquirer about this story that indicated some data showing the median household income in this neighborhood, Lower Price Hill, is $14,943 a year. 87% of the children live in poverty. So the need for an affordable place to live is obvious, but it seems like there's so much more at play here than just access to affordable housing. What is a city plan? What does it look like to address that type of lifestyle where a household income is below $15,000 a year?
Well, I think part of what was and is so encouraging about this project was how holistically people were thinking about how these pieces fit together. So Mary referenced or Ben referenced an incredible school in Euler. It's been a real transformational turnaround story. So are young people getting a good education when they walk in the doors of a building? Euler is a community learning center, something that, you know, your program has talked about in the past, where you can get health resources and mental health resources and after school programming and family supports. You go outside the boundary of the school and you think, well, people obviously, they need a job that pays a living wage. Michael, you can walk right down the street to Nehemiah Manufacturing, which for the most part hires returning citizens who have paid their, who have served their time and paid their debt and now are part of this really awesome company in the city of Cincinnati. So, you know, education, job, healthcare, what's a huge missing piece? It's still that affordable housing component, which is why I am grateful to Mary, to Ben, to their entire teams for thinking about how all these pieces fit together. I agree with you. One of them alone, there's no magic wand you can wave to solve this sort of, you know, intractable challenge of poverty and other societal ills. But when you combine all of these things and kind of create that symphony of opportunity, you can start to you know, change the direction of a neighborhood and of a whole city.
That's Cincinnati City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld. Councilman, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Off to it's going to be a lively meeting today, especially given where you and Jay started the conversation. Just remind everyone to wear their mask. And Michael, look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much.
Same here. Thank you. We'll continue momentarily with Community Matters Executive Director Mary Delaney and Over the Rhine Community Housing Project Manager Ben Eilerman. We'll also get a phone call in here momentarily for some questions at 513-419-7100. A little later on, we're looking back at the history of downtown Cincinnati's Terrace Plaza Hotel, designed by a trailblazing woman architect and now listed among the most endangered historic properties in the country. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look at Lower Price Hill Thrives with Community Matters Executive Director Mary Delaney. Mary, thank you for sticking around with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We also have Over the Rhine Community Housing Project Manager Ben Eilerman. Ben, thanks to you also.
Thank you.
Let's get a quick phone call in. We have Bernadine on the line. Hi, Bernadine. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Yes. Well, I own the house in Price Hill that I renovated, and I also am very familiar with Lower Price Hill. And I'm also very familiar with downtown and what has happened in the downtown area. And I'm very concerned when you say affordable housing. That sounds like a nice buzzword, but what's affordable for poor people, for example, if they're talking about making condos that are going to cost $180,000 a year, I can't even afford that, and I live in Anderson, and I'm very middle class. So, you know, when you say, and you're saying that they all are singing with one voice and all that, well, the property owners are these property owners that actually live there. There's a huge Latino community that lives in Over the Rhine. Lower Price Hill. And I'm not sure that what you're talking about. I also did work at the 8th Street Clinic as a nurse. So I know the people there. And I know what that whole area is like. So what do you say, meaning affordable housing? And I can tell you that, you know, people that make $200,000 a year, they think they're middle class. So what are the terms that you're talking about?
Bernadine, thank you so much for the call. We do appreciate it. And I will throw that over to Mary and Ben. Mary, we'll go to you first. I know that affordable often has a very technical, well-defined term as it relates to some housing projects. Other times, it's more of a casual reference. What does affordable mean here in this Lower Price Hill project?
Yes, that's a great question and a really important point to bring up. So when we're talking about with Lower Price Hill Thrives is we're talking about rents that are affordable to families making between 30% and 60% of the area median income in Hamilton County. So in real numbers, that looks like for 30% for, say, a family of four, that's around $25,000 a year in annual income. And up to 60%, that's somewhere around $52,000 a year. So the whole goal of Lower Price Hill Thrives is to invest directly in the families and folks that are working in the companies right around and in our neighborhood. So, you know, types of professions that fall within that range are a paraprofessional at Euler School, a factory worker at Nehemiah Manufacturing, a full-time social worker. So really investing and keeping rents affordable for families within that income bracket is the goal of the project.
What do you expect the rents to be in these units, Mary?
So they range a bit depending on family size. And Ben probably has all the numbers memorized better than I do.
Well, sure. I could ask Ben if you prefer.
Sure.
Ben, what do you expect the rates to be?
Sure. So we kind of project-wide, we expect the rents to be anywhere from about $340 a month at that lower 30% of area median income, AMI range, up to just under $1,100 a month. And that would be for a three-bedroom for someone in that 60% AMI range.
And I'm curious, Ben, because you've done some other projects, of course. What we heard from Bernadine there is not an uncommon bit of pushback. We've only got about a minute or so left to address this. But there is, could you help us just understand what, in your line of work, affordable, low income, and then subsidize, what those differences are?
Certainly. So I think as your caller indicated, affordable housing is something that people across all income levels face. And to be defined as affordable, you need to spend no more than 30% of your income on rent and utilities. And so that's kind of the affordable piece. Low-income housing tax credits and low-income housing addresses those making less than that area median income. And so the projects that Over the Rhine Community Housing specialize in, we really look to serve those people who are in that low-income range, knowing that there aren't many options in the region and believing that housing is an absolute right for all people, and that those needs have to be met, especially in kind of these difficult times that we're dealing with now.
That's Ben Eilerman, Project Manager at Over the Rhine Community Housing. We've also been joined by Mary Delaney, Executive Director at Community Matters. Thanks to both of you for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.